Yes, this is Hillsdale, popularly known as the heart of the San Francisco Peninsula.
Years and years ago, when the proliferation of cars came about and suburbs took off in the 50s, that's when the mall was first started.
It is composed of some of the nation's great department stores, many of the leading national chain stores, and important local merchandising names.
I am sure that at that point, a lot of folks in the urban centers were decrying the death of retail in the cities because all of a sudden these malls in the suburbs were taking their business.
That's Sean Selby, a partner at Arrow Street Architecture and Design Firm who specializes in retail design.
And I think that we're having a sort of a similar situation where in the case of the 50s, it was the car was the technology that was the disruptor, so to speak. Now it's online shopping is what's supposedly disrupting retail. But overall, I don't see it as a death of retail or anything negative. I see it as an evolution, and ultimately it's an opportunity for rebirth.
Welcome to The Future According to Now, a branded podcast from Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic and Fidelity Investments. Technology holds so much potential. Some of it sounds really far-fetched, but some of it matters right now. This podcast explores groundbreaking innovations that hold real potential to change our lives in the foreseeable future, but not always in the ways you might imagine. In this episode, we'll hear from the innovators changing the future of retail who are using technology to enhance rather than eliminate brick-and-mortar shopping, and a Fidelity investment expert who delves deeper into the opportunities to invest in this space. I'm your host, Vicky Vergolina.
In an 8 on your side consumer alert, another major retailer is shuttering stores.
Joining a slew of other brick-and-mortar stores closing right now.
Closing 130 to 140 stores.
We've all heard the narrative that unless someone comes up with something revolutionary, our malls and retail spaces will soon be relics of a bygone era. Enter virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality. Once thought to be 90s arcade attractions, VR, AR, and MR might just save the parts of brick-and-mortar shopping that consumers love, the experience itself.
When it comes to the younger generations, the millennials and the Generation Zs, they actually crave experience because they've always had a phone in their hand. And so for them, that is not the excitement.
That's Laura Marrero, the firm-wide retail practice area leader at Gensler, an international architecture and design firm.
They actually are looking for something more. When they go to a store, they want to go and feel community. They want to be engaged in the space. They want to feel like their time is valued in this space. So what we've been looking at quite a bit is how these environments cater to community. Statistics show us that 62% of people still want to touch, smell, and feel product. And 77% of Generation Z actually prefer to be in store for their shopping experiences.
Millennials are increasing their desire for experiences to enter the traditional retail space.
Katie Shaw, sector leader for the consumer investment area at Fidelity Investments, is focused on the consumer discretionary sector and how technology is changing the game for brick-and-mortar shopping and retail on the whole. Fidelity has experts like Katie looking at this space to uncover valuable investment opportunities for their clients.
Millennials increasingly are valuing their time and looking for ways that retailers can use technology to expedite an experience in the store. At the same time, all customers, whether or not millennial, are looking for an enjoyment experience, some kind of community experience or a treasure hunt experience in a store. And stores that offer some kind of entertainment are winning business models and increasingly sought after in terms of retail as a destination.
We'll hear more from Katie later about the future of the industry. For her part, Gensler's Laura Marrero is focused on how architects and designers can use technology to optimize the experiences that we have long sought from our retail spaces, rather than using it to eliminate brick and mortar entirely.
The best way to integrate virtual reality, mixed reality, and augmented reality, it's really looking at the opportunity for engagement. It's really understanding who would want to use these tools and how in that particular retail experience it could augment that engagement. I think globally, we're seeing some really excellent examples on virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality. You've got the home improvement sector, which is probably the sector that's using VR, AR, and MR more than any other. They're finding that really helping people plan their homes, being able to select materials, paint samples, furniture, that this is really a great way to very quickly use these tools.
We are already seeing this at bigger chains like IKEA and Lowe's, where they're using these technologies to help customers visualize what their products will look like within their homes. They do this with visual overlays within an app or a VR space within the store. I spoke with Josh Shabtai of Lowe's Innovation Labs about their pioneering virtual reality space. It's called the Hollow Room How-To.
Hollow Room How-To is all about immersive education. And we use virtual reality, we use special controllers with haptic feedback to place our customers and our associates inside of a home improvement project and let them try it out and audition it before they get going.
Tackling a home improvement project, whether tiling a bathroom, building some shelves, or even just updating some paint, can be daunting, especially when you have to imagine the results of your specific space before they exist. Visualization is key.
People have a hard time visualizing what the end result is going to look like. Our hypothesis going into Hollow Room How-To was that an immersive virtual experience could actually make a person feel like they had done the experience, which would transfer, you know, greater knowledge, a greater sense of being there than YouTube video or reading about doing something. Our results so far, you know, show that that's actually the case. And it's funny when you can show people what the end result's going to look like before they get there. They're far more confident. They're ready to commit to a project. And we've even seen, we sometimes talk about VR as a marriage saver. And, you know, we see married couples fighting in the aisles because they can't agree on what something's going to look like. When you put them into a VR experience, you can settle disagreements pretty quickly.
Virtual and augmented reality are just peeking over the horizon and changing how we envision our brick-and-mortar shops. But these technologies are limitless in how they can shift our in-store experience. We caught back up with Katie Shaw, Fidelity's investment expert, to learn more about how brands are using technology to innovate in their physical spaces and why those are the ones she's keeping an eye on.
I think retail used to be synonymous with shopping, and it's now just part of the discovery funnel and the purchase funnel. And so the ability for a retailer to combine technology with its four walls and provide me an experiential offering that's a seamless transaction is going to be a winning business model.
Sometimes it can be difficult to realize change is happening while you're in the midst of it. But from her bird's eye view, Katie sees change taking place across the consumer retail industry.
My typical day involves interacting with technology, brands, and retail in ways that I never imagined, whether as a customer or as an investor. The idea that you could see a 3D image of a product 5 years ago didn't exist. That's happening now. A transaction as a simple moment in time is now much more expansive of a process. It begins far before potentially I've even heard of a product, and it allows me to engage and to create some kind of value and have an experience and an emotional connection. And that is sort of the holy grail of retail, of brands, of the consumer experience.
Katie's research indicates that retailers who are combining excitement, experience, and connection have figured out the sweet spot to keep customers coming back. And there's no time like the present for retail to start thinking outside the box.
The future of retail is both accelerating yet remains unwritten. And the race to relevancy for the future is happening today. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see very forward-thinking retailers offering technology solutions that incorporate physical space and imagination. And that allows for an experience that I can only get in that retail location. I can't get that on the internet. I can't see and touch that couch on the internet, but I can go to a showroom and interact with that product and have it be in a seemingly environment like my own.
The most entrepreneurial brands are already starting to capitalize on technology's unique ability to combine physical space and imagination. Samsung, for one, is taking this idea a step further. They're using virtual reality to create spaces that consumers can only get in-store.
They're completely rethinking the role of the storefront as a place to build a deeper emotional connection with their customers without selling a single product. You won't find packed shelves in their storefront in Manhattan's meatpacking district. Instead, this place is all about creating experiences. Vice President of Consumer Experience and General Manager Zach Overton gave us the rundown.
Welcome to Samsung A37. We just celebrated our 2-year anniversary. And really, this space is meant to be a technology playground, completely immersive expression of the Samsung brand where people can test out the latest technology.
Customers here get to choose from an ever-evolving rotation of in-store experiences and events, from an immersive Olympic skiing experience with Bodie Miller to an AR hummingbird that you can control with your smartphone as you walk through the space. They host fitness sessions where you can track your biometrics using a Samsung fitness tracker or watch a classic film on their 3-story screen. A favorite of these virtual interactions that Samsung A37 is pioneering is a program Zach told me about called Be Fearless.
So Be Fearless was a platform to engage people that had fears in using virtual reality to overcome those fears. And so two of the best use cases that we have are one, fear of heights, and two, fear of public speaking. We've created programs where we leverage virtual reality so that people can face those fears. They can continue advancing in higher levels of VR, meaning, higher heights in the virtual reality world.
This space puts Samsung on the cutting edge of identifying the value of a brand as more than just its offerings. It's among the first to recognize that they can change their use of physical space and the powerful ways they use technology within their walls. It's these types of innovations that will continue to push the evolution of brick and mortar forward. So, to answer the question, is brick and mortar shopping dead? No. But it is evolving, maintaining the elements of the shopping experience that customers love while eliminating some of the tedium. With visualization and experience becoming the new norm, virtual and augmented reality have a big role to play in retail's future.
I think virtual reality, augmented reality, and other visualization media, they're radically rewriting the rules of retail, whether that is in the brick and mortar environment or it's at home. I think on one level, these technologies, as they evolve, enable us to turn our brick and mortar environments into deeper education hubs, richer experiential destinations and I think we're just scratching the surface with what we're doing with HoloRoom How-To.
The everything store is turning into the everything experience. The internet is enabling that, app technology is enabling that, and physical retail is part of that too.
It used to be that customers paid with money, and now customers pay with their time. We all have a finite amount of time, and we're all working within a 24-hour period. That's the only thing that we have that's fixed. And when you really look at it, if a customer is deciding to come to your space and to spend their time with you, they want to know that you're making that time matter.
The major department store in the center is the magnificent 3-story Macy operation. One of the gayest attractions at Hillsdale is the fabulous Farmer's Market, which draws throngs of people day and night for dining and food shopping.
Next time, can your smartphone save you a trip to the doctor?
There's an extraordinary crisis of chronic disease, and there are very proven in-person lifestyle programs that have been shown to help, but none had been scaled with technology. So it really became Omada's mission to take what's been shown to work in the science, but in person, and use that as a foundation to build a digital program to have an effective intervention, be able to reach the masses.
On the next episode, an app a day keeps the doctor away. The Future According to Now is a podcast from Fidelity Investments. To learn more or get in touch, visit us at theatlantic.com/fidelitypodcast. You can listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Promotional content produced by Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic for Fidelity Investments. Fidelity and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic, are independent entities. The views and opinions expressed by the speakers are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity or its affiliates. Information presented is for information purposes only and is not investment advice or an offer of any particular security. This information must not be relied upon in making any investment decision. Fidelity cannot be held responsible for any type of loss secured by applying any of the information presented. These views must not be relied relied upon as an indication of trading intent of any Fidelity fund or Fidelity advisor. Fidelity and Fidelity Investments and Pyramid Design logo are registered service marks of FMR LLC. Copyright 2017. FMR LLC. All rights reserved. Fidelity products and services are offered by Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917 845 825.1.0.